But if we start with 258?
That's good.
Okay, fine.
So, Mr. Chair, committee members, thank you for the opportunity to renew our request for state financial support to build a new arena at the Duluth Entertainment and Convention Center. Duluth Mayor Herb Bergson and Executive Director Dan Russell and I have presented this project twice before the Capital Investment Committee, and then on Monday we presented before Senator Tomasoni's Economic Development Budget Division. Now here we are seeking the approval of the full Finance Committee for an appropriation of one-time money to get construction moving on the deck. 2007 marks the third year that we've been discussing this issue at the Capitol. Last year, state matching funds for the deck arena was one of the last items to fall off the table as we were wrapping up the bonding bill. This year, we are hopeful that we will receive an appropriation for the deck in lieu of bonding for the project. Passing an appropriation bill will allow officials at the deck to get moving on the project sooner than they could if they went through the bonding process. Construction would start earlier, and the university would start playing hockey at the new arena in October of 2009. We received good news last month when Governor Pawlenty indicated his support for the project in his capital budget. And today I have with me Duluth Mayor Herb Bergson and Dan Russell, Executive Director of the DEC, to further explain the merits of this project, and then we will stand for any questions that you may have. So, Mayor Bergson.
Mayor, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Senator, Chairman, and committee members. I'm here today to relay the support, the unanimous support of the administration, the City Council, the citizenry of Duluth, who approved our portion of the funding with a 61-39% referendum in support of a 0.75% food and beverage tax that would pay for the bulk of the local match for this project. It would also include components from the University of Minnesota Duluth and the DEC itself to fund the remaining portion of the match. Recently, just before the beginning of your session, our City Council once again reiterated their unanimous support for this project with a unanimous vote in support of it as one of our top priorities this legislative session. If there are any questions, we'd be happy to answer them. But I'll now ask Dan Russell, the Executive Director, to offer some words.
Thank you, Mayor. Senator Cullen, members of the committee, I'll try to be brief. We did pass out an update prepared specifically for this year's group of legislators. We realize that there's some new people that aren't aware of the project. We wanted to bring them up to date. Basically, the project is the same one that was presented last year. However, the budget did go up because of construction inflation. Three things I'd like to point out. Number one is we have a tremendous partnership with the University of Minnesota on this project. The women and men's programs are playing in our existing facility, which is over 40 years old. And to put that in perspective, our building was up and running well before the St. Paul Civic Center, which is long gone, and the Metropolitan Sports Center. It is the oldest, it's the smallest, and has the smallest ice sheet in the WCHA. But they have come to the table to play in downtown Duluth, continue their partnership with the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center, which is a state authority with four appointees by the governor. And on top of that, they have made a $16 million commitment to the local match over the life of the bonds to make this project a reality. Second thing is, it is a regional facility. It's much more than hockey. At any given event at the deck, over 70% of our guests are from outside Duluth and many times outside the state of Minnesota. It also serves as the regional emergency center for St. Louis County. And the deck really is more than just an arena. It's a community center for graduations, high school hockey, proms, and a wide variety of events. Last year, our facility had approximately 600 different events at our venue. The final thing that wasn't pointed out last year, but is something very important to the DEC Board of Directors and to the design team, is to make this facility the first LEED certified arena in the world. And that process is going to take a lot of work. We have budgeted for that, and we have started yesterday. We had a day-long meeting with our design team, people in from Madison and Kansas City and, from, of course, the Twin Cities, to make that a reality. And that is not a wish. That is a guarantee that this will be LEED certified. It's an integrated planning process. It's not something that's new to our facility. I'd like to think that we're probably as far along as being an environmentally friendly arena as there is. Something that we did just last year is our entire facility is heated with waste energy and some innovative technology that we're using up there. And I think that ties in well with some other state initiatives, especially for state facilities and buildings. With that, I'm certainly here and more than willing to answer any questions.
Thank you. Questions for either of the Senator Stumpf?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Solon, this question probably would be most appropriate in the Tax Committee, but is the construction, or is there going to be a sales tax exemption on the construction materials for the deck?
Senator Solon.
Mr. Chair, Senator Stumpf, there is not a request at this time for an exemption. We certainly would like one.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Solon, will you request a sales tax exemption?
Mr. Chair, Senator Stumpf, there has been some discussion about it. We haven't come to we have not taken any action on that. In the past, that has been granted after or the building is in process.
Thank you.
Further questions? Senator Anderson.
Mr. Chair and Senator Prettner-Solon are your witnesses. I didn't realize that this would be a LEED certified arena, and that's really exciting that you'll be taking the lead in that area. I wonder if you're aware that there's a hydrogen-powered Zamboni somewhere in the Midwest. Is that part of your plan? If not, you should check it out.
Senator Anderson, we looked at a nuclear Zamboni. But once Senator Yvonne Prettner, who is also a DEC board member, was gained chairmanship of that committee, she said that wasn't an option any longer. What we have now are we use electric Zambonis, and our plan for the new facility is to purchase another electric Zamboni as part of the LEED point system.
Okay. Further questions from the committee? Let me just point out that I think Senator Prettner-Solon, you mentioned that there is a division report from Senator Tomassoni's division. It's the wrong bill because obviously you had a couple of bills. One was a bonding bill. One was the cash bill, which is what we have in front of us today. So we don't have to move the division report, but just want to make sure, as you mentioned, that members are aware that it was heard in the division. Senator?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, both the Capital Investment Committee and Senator Tomassoni's Economic Development Committee heard the capital bonding request, but Capital Investment also heard the appropriation request this last yesterday, I believe.
And I recognize, and maybe just as we start with this particular bill, we'll mention to members of the committee, there's been some discussion quite a bit of discussion between Senator Langseth and myself relative to how we're going to deal with the one-time money in terms of a capital investment bill and in terms of various division bills. And obviously, members on the committee who are division chairs, which I think is everybody except Senator Parisot and Senator Metzen, when we have discussions as to how we'll handle the finance bills, we'll have discussion about the usage of the one-time money. Senator Berglund.
Mr. Chairman, if we pass all the bills on the agenda today, how much of the one-time money is gone?
If we were to pass everything, I did the arithmetic earlier. I'm sorry, we do have a fiscal summary that's in the packet. It would represent almost $59 million in general fund dollars. There is a proposal of Senator Sharon's relative to Mankato that's trunk highway fund dollars. Included in that are not just some of the capital proposals, but also I have the deficiency bill, which is almost $10 million. And I think,
Mr. Chairman, but the deficiency bill is not one-time money.
Yes.
It is one-time?
Yes. Oh. Because it's deficiency for the rest of the biennium. So we're not appropriating it as ongoing money.
I see. So it's about 60% of the one-time money that would be gone or committed after this meeting's over?
Well, the amount of one-time money available with the November forecast was, and Mr. Mossman, correct me if I'm wrong, was $1,038,000,000. Now, one of the things that members of this committee I think understand or should, if not, let me alert you to, the January revenues reflected a decrease of $88 million in that figure. So that took it down to approximately $950 million. And we're going to have to carefully watch what happens with the ongoing revenue figures from Department of Revenue in terms of where we are. If that trend continues, that $1,038,000,000 now down to $950 million will not look like $950 million. Hopefully that was a one-month aberration, but we don't know.
So, Mr. Chairman, we're going to have a discussion about what to do with the divisions and the one-time money after we've spent probably over 60% of the one-time money.
No, let me think. We're not spending 60%. If we have $950 million, and this represents $60
million. Oh, okay.
But it's still, Senator Berglund, let me just suggest your point's well taken to the extent that if the committee takes favorable action on the proposals in front of us today, whether it be the capital proposals or the deficiency bill, there's no question that, you know, we're starting to spend the money. And that's why we'll need some further discussion with division chairs as to how we handle things from here on out. Other questions on this particular bill, proposal of Senator Solon's?
And Mr. Chair,
Senator Betzold,
could you just reiterate again why it makes more sense to use the cash instead of going the bonding route?
Senator Betzold, I'm sorry. I'm going to go back. Let me get to your question in a second because I misstated. I was looking at one column, and I'm sorry, Senator Berglund. I think what happened, I was looking at your particular note, and when Senator Lynch presents her bill, her original bill calls for spending of ongoing money, and we've discussed that and why that would not be a good idea. And so her proposal will have an amendment that makes it one-time money. And but I was looking at the one column, and so I have misstated the figures. The figure is considerably higher than what I said. It's closer to $100 million. If we pass all of these bills. Senator Betzold, as to why this should be done in this fashion as opposed to bonding, Senator Langseth's debt service capacity this year is $135 million. He has some things, some proposals he would like to do within his bill. One of the things we'll be very careful of between now and the end of the session is discussing with Senator Langseth whether or not he needs to do so much of one proposal versus another and how much of anything else of this sort should be covered by bonding dollars as opposed to general fund dollars. You know, we also have the pressures coming from the tax committee where I think Senator Bach's position would be to put everything into the budget reserve or thereabouts. That's an exaggeration. But that's another consideration. But at this point, the one-time money is within, until we vote it out, is within the control of this committee. And if this committee decides to put a dollar into the budget reserve, we can make that decision. If we want to put $900 million into the budget reserve, we can make that decision and pass the money on to the tax committee. If we decide we don't want to pass any of the bills on the agenda today, we don't have to. So until we actually pass a bill, the one-time money will be, you know, within this committee, Senator Pappas.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Metzen and I were just chatting, and, you know, we think all these projects are great projects. But typically when you do an omnibus bill in which you have kind of a balanced package. So you have things that are rural and you have things that are regional centers and hopefully suburban. If there's a suburban interest, they've been usually left out of the equation, and the major cities. And by passing bills one by one, you're not really getting the full picture to see if it's a balanced package. I mean, we were just talking about, you know, there's with all these great projects, there's no reasons why $9 million for the Union Depot couldn't be in there. And I'm sure that Senator Berglund could think of a good one-time use that would be appropriate in Minneapolis to use. So I'm pretty uncomfortable with this process, and especially since, as budget chairs, we haven't really discussed it with you. We haven't discussed it with the bonding chair or with the majority leader.
Well, Senator Pappas, a couple things. You might recall a discussion of 2 or 3 weeks ago where the majority leader, you know, raised a couple of these issues, and other members suggested, in fact, I think, Senator Anderson, you suggested whether or not it was appropriate to look at the use of one-time money for some of the clean water proposals. And certainly, I'm not unsympathetic. At the risk of passing the buck, you know, you might talk to the majority leader about some of the concerns relative to whether or not we should do it in this fashion. But again, it's up to this committee, and if the committee wishes to lay bills over until there's a fuller consideration, you know, the committee can do it. We've talked to the authors of these proposals. And they have some reasons, as stated by the witnesses, as to why it might be important to do it at the front end. But it's certainly the decision of this committee. And I'm certainly quite sympathetic and concerned about parceling out bills one by one for the reasons suggested, Senator Pappas.
Mr. Chairman, also, if we don't know how the other body is going to operate, they could have these bills in a large package, as is more traditional, and so they, you know, how are they going to be conferred? I would just suggest if, you know, I mean, we could lay over bills, but we could also pass them. But we just need to keep a list. We need to keep track so that in the end, when we figure out how the one-time money is spent, we know that, you know, if you're coming in with a larger package of one-time money and it looks like it's a little bit more metro, well, it's because we've already passed several large proposals for rural communities.
Oh, believe me, we have a list. Senator Berglund.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think that at least a little of what Senator Pappas is discussing, I would like to echo. I mean, I just think that before we spend too much money, we should have a chance to have a discussion about what all of the needs are. And I don't mean just in the bonding bill. Mm-hmm. There are other needs that divisions have that could be met with one-time money. And if we haven't had a chance to have a discussion about that, then there hasn't even been kind of a look at the big picture. There hasn't been... I mean, somebody's decided something is more important than something else, but there really hasn't been a discussion that's included very many people in that decision.
Senator Berglund, I don't disagree, and I have voiced that concern. Senator Pappas.
Mr. Chairman, just one more thought is, you know, if you're saying that we have $950 million in one-time money and this is $100 million, oh, well, we still have $850 left. Well, let's say we decide to put $300 or $400 into the reserve. Well, then all of a sudden, now we only have a couple hundred million left.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, there can be some decisions made that can spend a whole bunch of this one-time money that it's very important to do.
Senator Pappas, I don't disagree, and Senator Pretner Solon, this isn't directed toward yourself, but there's another very strong advocate. I mean, there are several strong advocates for this proposal in the Senate, but there's another in particular strong advocate, and I have discussed with that particular advocate that very concern, because he's the person who's also asking for money for a budget reserve and for some other one-time money. And I can tell you that there are other division chairmen who don't serve on the Finance Committee who've strongly expressed the same concerns to me. So I'm not unsympathetic, and in all honesty, that's why I had some concerns about this approach, but became convinced this for these several proposals would be an appropriate way to go.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Pariso.
Mr. Chairman, at the risk of attempting to speak for the minority party here, since I'm the only one here from the minority party today, I just want to put in a plug for not spending the money up front too quickly, when in fact I think a whole lot of the one-time money ought to be reinvested in our reserve funds or wherever. And frankly, it isn't I don't look at it as a need of the divisions, as was stated earlier, but as the people of Minnesota. What do the people of Minnesota need? And so we're looking beyond the divisions or the process here. We have to remember who we're serving. And so I want to put I want to echo more or less what Senator Pappas is saying, that we shouldn't be too hasty about doing bills up front in a hurry until we see the big picture.
Senator Pariso, I'll repeat myself. I think that's a very legitimate concern. Senator Anderson.
Well, Mr. Chair, at the risk of sounding redundant, I just want to express my concerns. I'm going to pile on. And I have to say, Senator Pretner-Solon, I totally support your bill. And so we don't want this to look like we're piling on to this particular bill. That's not what this is about at all. And it's just that we're faced with this list of expenditures. And I'm going to agree with Senator Pariso to an extent that I want to speak for our division, which she serves on, which is, you know, we have a number of ideas for priorities that are so important to the state of Minnesota: clean water, forestry, and energy, renewable energy proposals. They're all appropriate for one-time funding. And that's just my division that I happen to spend a lot of time on. And I just need to know, if I vote for all of these now, does that mean I'm going to come later and be told in a week or two, sorry, the money's all gone, we can't afford to pay for those one-time needs this year? And so I think we're putting the cart way before the horse here. And Senator Cohen, I'm not sure how this agenda was arrived at today before we've had that discussion, but it seems to me we ought to go to our respective caucuses and have some discussion about those priorities and put these items, and I'm sure the other division chairs can give a list of issues that affect their areas that are even probably bigger dollar amounts than I'm talking about.
Senator Anderson, a couple things. First of all, I'm not going to necessarily comment on why the proposals in front of the committee today, other than to suggest that there was discussion by several people relative to that, and some of those concerns were expressed, and there were some reservations expressed by some people who participated in those conversations. Second, Mr. Mossman and I have been working quite hard this week relative to taking a look at what's needed, not just simply in terms of one-time money, but where we might go in terms of targets for the divisions. And I don't presume to be an expert on every division, but I think we have a pretty good sense as to what's going on. And maybe for those members here who are not on, who don't chair a division, you know, we've had individual conversations with all the chairs, as the several chairmen here know. And so we're trying to put together some broader sense. I will tell you, Senator Anderson, if it's any, if it helps, and you can't absolutely bank on this, we think, at least within the one-time money, as things sit today, that divisions will not be dissatisfied. So I want to be a little bit cautious in saying that. I
mean, can we get that in writing, Mr. Chair?
No, you may not. let me just finish, Senator Pappas. I think that I say that cautiously because there's not a guarantee. And my bigger concern is what happens with the revenue collections. That's my bigger concern. If we maintain where we are, and the January figure was aberrational, I think we'll be able to do some work to the satisfaction of members of the Senate. I can't speak to the House process. I'll tell you that I've had some lengthy conversations with Representative Solberg and Representative Carlson, and we've talked about a variety of issues, including this issue. And I'm not sure either body knows exactly how they might wish to proceed. Obviously, it would make some sense to maybe be on a parallel track with the other body relative to the kinds of bills we have. But we have time, not weeks, but we have some time to work that out. I will tell you that and repeat that. No, I'm not going to put in writing that you'll be 100% satisfied. But our sense today is that we'll be able to do a pretty good job, even with the passage of the proposals today. And I should also point out that there is one proposal, and we've had discussion with Senator Murphy and, to a lesser extent, Senator Betzold, that's trunk highway funds. So it's not part of the $950 million. But certainly what's on the agenda today, including my deficiency bill, which is largely Metro Transit, so that's certainly a metropolitan issue. There's no question that with the capital proposals in front of us, there's a fairly decent chunk of money. Two of the proposals are among the larger one-time requests that we'll have.
Yeah, we could do
Senator Pappas?
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Anderson just came up with, a very intriguing idea is we don't want to, laying a bill over, voting no would send a kind of a negative message, but why don't we just propose to put them in an omnibus bill? And then we can see what else comes forward in terms of one-time spending, and we can see what the forecast is, so how much money we have, and we can see what the division targets are so that division chairs feel like they have the adequate resources before we make any decisions. I mean, that's typically what we do, is we see the whole picture before we make decisions. So just for me, I'm really not prepared to vote for any money proposals today, but I would vote to put these proposals, which I'm familiar with, all of them, into an omnibus bill.
Senator Pappas, the one, we could vote and support lay bills over. The one difficulty is where we have the bills in front of us, and the authors have to speak to the immediacy of the bills, obviously. I can't do that for them. But the difficulty becomes, are we, since we're not on the full committee, so let's use this particular bill of Senator Solon's. Are we voting to lay it over for inclusion in the economic development bill where it originated? Are we laying it over for inclusion in a bonding bill which isn't within the original jurisdiction of this committee?
No, Mr. Chairman. We'd be laying it over for a finance chair's omnibus one-time bill. I think that's a more appropriate approach. Otherwise, you should leave it all to the divisions to do. But I don't think metering it out one at a time is appropriate.
Well, it becomes a decision for the people at this committee. Far be it from me to not jump up and down about having myself have a one-time bill. That sounds like a lot of fun. But I don't know. I mean, Senator Pretner Solon would have to speak, and again, we've got other authors, as to why there might be an immediacy with these bills. But it's the decision of the committee. And,
Mr. Chairman, you have a deficiency bill, which sounds like it also has some immediacy. So you could put together a package of more immediate issues, but I still think that package needs to be a little more balanced.
Senator Pappas, I want to be a little bit cautious with the deficiency bill. Historically, we've we've not gotten into big fights on deficiency bills. We'll have somebody from the Department of Finance here, and there probably are, and there are others here relative to the particular issues. You know, that's where there is a deficiency. They've run out of money for something, and we've always treated deficiency bills differently,
okay.
And we've done that where we have not waited for inclusion in our bill because there is a deficiency. But we can have a further discussion on that. But, you know, members have to – Senator Pariseau?
Mr. Chairman, I feel like I should interject some caution here about targeting it at any kind of a bill at this point. Because I think that we should probably wait until we have more information. And you know, you mentioned that you have to have a discussion with Senator Langseth as well because the bonding versus spending. And the spending I hope that we're talking about is also investment. And I think that to target it now toward any particular package mm-hmm. is probably premature. So I would like to see a halt. Just we hear them, that's fine. And keeping your list and talking to the other chairs and the leadership about the final demise is, I think, a little premature right now.
Senator Brenner Solon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and members of the committee. I understand the competing interests that you're faced with and the difficult decisions you have to make for some limited dollars. I would just like to stress the fact that this is a very important project for northeastern Minnesota. It has been before the Senate for three different sessions, and the cost of construction has raised the price of the project by $8 million just in 1 year because of the high inflation that is accompanying construction these days. It's also important to point out that we are in a economically depressed area where we have the highest cost rate of uninsured in our area. We have the highest rate of those paying 50% of their income on their housing in our area. And this is one of the best economic development tools for our area. We have proven that this is a successful venture, one that, in fact, we've had to turn conventions away because we don't have the space for them. This will allow us to bring in larger venues, and we draw from an area that is not only northeastern Minnesota but Wisconsin, Michigan, and Canada. So it brings in additional tax dollars into our area, and it really helps in our economy. In addition, we are an area that is preparing as a disaster site in case there is a pandemic flu. So all of that is built into the design for this project also. We did have a referendum vote, and that referendum was supported well by the community, and the amount of dollars that it will provide are enough at the current rate. If we put this off any longer, it will not support the necessary match for this project.
And Senator Pretner-Solon, I recognize that one of the concerns, and I've heard it expressed from yourself, others from Duluth, is, as you just suggested, the increasing cost and the fact that this proposal is ready to go right now would save additional money that would have to be appropriated arguably a month from now. Senator Metzen?
Let me just say that next to Pretner-Solon, I've been one of the biggest proponents of the Duluth arena and college expansion here. And it's going to get done. It's going to get done this session. And I'm a big believer in the Mayo, and I'm a big supporter of the St. Cloud thing. And I don't think that's what some of my colleagues are talking about. They're going to get done. The Duluth thing is about 6 years too late, and we're not talking about another year or two for your project. We're talking about a week or two. I think some of us just kind of want to weigh in a little bit. Maybe there's another 30, 40 million. Yours is going to get done. I'm going to say that for the fifth time. Yeah. But we want a week or two to kind of look a little bit, maybe at the St. Paul Depot and a couple of these one-time things, and maybe add 20, 30 million. I don't know. I think we can afford it. That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. I think my colleagues are. We love your project, but I think we're nodding our heads. Is that correct? You know, so it's got to get done.
Here's what I'm thinking. I don't think I've ever done this in the 4 years I've chaired this committee, nor when we had the trifurcated committee. But with apologies to senators and people here on all of the legislation, not just Senator Solon's, we're going to recess for a few minutes. I'd like to see everybody in my office.
Everybody?